4, welcome to I Woke Up Like This with Katie Ryan
and Ashley from Indelibel.
And we have a special guest today,
Melissa from Promotions.
Yay, thanks for being with us.
Yeah.
We are talking about frequently asked questions involving lips.
So we thought, who would we ask that could answer all of your questions, but somebody who has absolutely no clue what lip liner, full blended lip is all about. So, Melissa.
I know nothing. The extent of my lippingness is chapstick.
Perfect. So, when you think about a full blended lip or getting lip liner done, what's the first thing that comes to mind?
I don't even know what a full blended lip means.
So, we're talking about color on your lips, or you could get even just like a natural lip color, like kind of enhancing your natural lip color.
Yes. So you said you just do chapstick.
Yep.
Right? When you're going out, do you ever put color on?
I'll put a little bit of like lip gloss.
Lip gloss, just to kind of like super enhance
bright.
It.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. So like for you, when I'm looking at you, you have great lips. The only thing that I would ever do to them is maybe enhance the line just a little bit so you can see your Cupid's bow.
Ooh,
a Cupid's bow,
yeah,
is like the top part of your lip,
right,
that's closest to your nose,
mm-hmm,
to just give it a little more pout. Lip liner can be, and a full blended lip can be for anybody because there's so many colors. So a full blended lip, to answer your question, is we're doing a line around, but then a lot of people don't want that just harsh line. They want it to be blended in because you don't want to wake up, mm-hmm, and have to put on lipstick just to like cover up your permanent makeup, right? So we actually have a tool that will shade the color in there. So somebody who is very fair, very pale, who wants a little more color in their lip, that's what a full blended lip will do for you.
Yes. And then you can actually, like you said, look under in the inside of your lip to see what that more natural color,
yeah,
might be.
So Melissa, show me your lip. See how like that is probably the color,
yeah,
that you are looking for when you put your lip gloss on, like just that like softer, glossier look.
Mm-hmm.
Do you see it like when I go like that, the difference, like it's a little bit brighter, it's a little glossier. I think that's kind of when people say they want, mm-hmm, a natural color, like that's how we
determine
check for color.
That. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Very cool. I have absolutely no color to my lips. I mean, sometimes my mom's always on me. She's like, you need to wear lipstick. You look like a pale ghost. Your lips are always so pale. And I don't know. I do. I know that much. But
so one thing to consider is like they even do this in the airline industry, is part of their uniform is wearing lipstick.
Yes.
You want to know why?
Why?
Because people pay more attention to you if they can see your lips.
I believe it.
So, like, for a while, Virgin Airlines had a bright red lipstick.
Mm-hmm.
It was called Fly Girl.
Oh, cute.
You got it from LipSense. Now you can wear whatever color you want, to my knowledge, from, mm-hmm, Virgin Airlines, but it used to be a bright red lipstick that they would have to wear.
Right.
So for somebody in like a Promotions or sales or like needs more attention,
mm-hmm,
having a little bit of color on your lips will help with that because people will focus on that,
mm-hmm,
because you're talking and
that's
they can
how
see
I get
the color.
My authority.
Exactly.
Yeah. Lip color.
Show up with red lips tomorrow and everyone will listen.
So does it hurt? What's kind of the process of getting?
I'm not going to lie. Out of all of permanent cosmetics, it is the one that is the most tender.
Mm.
Because the eyeliner is the thinnest skin where, you know, that's just fragile. But your lips have the most nerve endings on them. So
okay.
Think about like if you bite hard on your lip or if you bite your tongue.
Yeah.
You know, like that never feels good because you have all of those nerve endings there. So your lips are not going to feel very pleasant, but guess what? We have multiple numbing cream for that.
How long do you numb them for longer than you would your eyebrows?
About 30 to 35 minutes.
Mm-hmm.
Numbing cream does have a peak time, so
okay,
the potency will actually wear off the longer you're wearing numbing cream.
Gotcha.
So like it will be at full maximum potential at about 35 minutes, and then it's just going to slowly start to decrease.
Okay.
So some people will definitely think that wearing numbing cream for an hour is mm-hmm. actually beneficial, but it's not. Like, you've just basically started from square one because your body's now used to the numbing cream.
Gotcha.
So my question for you is, do you think that lips are just for women, or could it be for anybody? Like, when you think about it.
I would think just for women, but I'm guessing since you're saying it, it's for both.
So I actually had a very interesting phone call about 2 weeks ago where a guy called in to ask about lips. And at first I was like, is this a prank call? You know, like, because Indelible doesn't get a lot of guys calling.
Right.
And he was like, I'm just wondering if you do lips. And I was like, yeah, we do. May I ask, like, if is this for your wife? Like, what are you thinking right. about? And he said, well, I have a patch of skin on my lip that is white.
Oh.
That doesn't blend in with the rest of my lip.
Like a scar, maybe?
Mm-hmm. Or hypopigmentation.
Okay.
So hyper is like the brown spot, like the sunspots.
Gotcha.
Hypo is the lack of pigment. So he had a little bit of hypopigmentation on okay. his lip. So he was looking for just like a nice natural color to be blended so it would match the rest of his lip, because that's something that
interesting
was bothering him. So people think traditionally, like, lips are for women. It's going to be like this bright red color that you're going to see all the time. But it can be for anything, mm-hmm. you know, like scar camouflaging. We can really just customize it. So I thought that was a pretty cool phone call.
That's
really cool.
Yeah, and that's kind of the beauty of semi-permanent makeup, that you can do that kind of stuff, you know, with microblading too, mm-hmm. if someone has a scar in their eyebrow.
Yes.
But lips is very cool.
Yeah.
Because I feel like a lot of people, for some reason, you know, when you're younger, you cut your lip, people have scars on their
yeah.
lips, things like that. So that's a good point to make.
What is the upkeep for?
So upkeep, we recommend yearly touch-ups with lips. Just think of how much your lips shed. You know, like, they're always flaking. You're always biting them.
Mm-hmm.
Like, they're...
Especially this time of the year.
Right?
I'm like Chapstick City right now.
So, it's like me.
Yeah.
So the best thing to do is, before all of the pigment pushes out, is to come get that yearly touch-up so you don't have to start the two-treatment process all over again. And the great thing is if you want to go darker, we can go darker. If you like the way that they've faded and like that softer natural look, we can just put that soft natural look on top of what you have. So it's a yearly maintenance.
So if I decided to get this done, what would be my first step?
Well, your first step is to call in and make a consultation appointment with lips, because we have so many options of reds. We want to make sure that we're getting the right color for you. So you're going to call in, make a consultation appointment, which is $50. That $50 will be applied to your appointment, but that's just, you're going to sit down with your lip technician, look at color, really see, like, if you're just looking for the line, the full blended lip, and so we can special order the color for you. So you'll want to do that a couple weeks before you anticipate wanting to get it done, because since we're special ordering that, we need about a week, week and a half for our distributor to get us that color. So it is a two-treatment process, just like all permanent cosmetic procedures at Indelible. So you're going to have your first initial appointment, and then 1 month after, you're going to have your follow-up appointment. So just kind of be thinking of, do I have any events coming up? Do I have any vacations coming up? Because your lips are going to be puffy. So you don't necessarily want to go to, like, a big speaking event, mm-hmm. or unless, like, you're looking for that full, like,
filler.
Well,
we talked about this in our last episode, about how it can give you a little bit of that fuller lip that you might be looking for.
So if you want that fuller lip, like, when you're going to a wedding or any kind of event, then plan around that. Like, if you're like, oh, my lips are going to be a little plump, then do that. But just keep in mind, you know, they're going to be sensitive. You're going to be drinking out of a straw for a little bit, eating bland food, because just think about
spicy stuff
in a cut. Yeah.
That sounds terrible.
Yeah. So just kind of prepping around, like, you can still function as normal, but there's just slight restrictions that you may need to think about. So it's a 2.5 hour appointment when you're actually getting your lips done. So we have plenty of time to numb and work on the color. But your first step is to call and make that consultation appointment.
And then the aftercare is about a week to 2 weeks.
7 to 10 days of healing for your lips, where you're going to be wearing ointment for about 5 days. And then not really touching, biting, fussing with them for mm-hmm. the next 5 days. Just because if you are biting at them, picking at them, you're pulling the color out prematurely. So you're going to mm-hmm. have those bald spots.
Yeah, so not bad recovery.
No kissing.
No kissing.
She thought of that. Last time I was like, I didn't even think of that.
Yeah, so you have to tell boyfriends and husbands, sorry. So
maybe send them away and you can just have like a peaceful week of just like relaxation.
Well, you want to remove any type of bacteria that may touch your lips.
Yes.
Boys have cooties, so.
Yeah. They do.
So keep them away.
How much would it cost me?
So with lips, you have two options. You can do the liner, which is $450. That includes both of your treatments, just very similar to eyeliner and eyebrows. The lip liner is where most of the work is put in. It's mm-hmm. where that nice line is being drawn, very precise. If you want to get the full blended lip at the same time, then it's an additional $100, so it would be $550. So it just kind of depends on what you're looking for. Like for older ladies who are losing that boundary around mm-hmm. their lip, and that's all they want because they just want a soft, natural line put in, they're just going to go for the lip liner. Mm-hmm. Where, you know, a little bit younger demographic is probably going to go for that full blended lip, so they have that full pouty colored look all the time. Just remember, two treatment process. The pricing includes it for both of your appointments.
Perfect. And I have kind of like a random question. Okay. I don't know. But a lot of beauty, when it comes to your lips and putting lipstick on, a lot of people will say go a little bit outside of the line to make your lips look a little bit fuller or to enhance that Cupid's bow.
Yes.
Is that something that you have people asking for to make their lips look a little bit bigger?
Yes. So basically, if you do want that, we'll start on the outer edge of your lip and kind of go just a little bit over that, mm-hmm. especially in the Cupid's bow, mm-hmm. Just to give it that more oomph and definition. Right. You don't want to go too far out of those boundaries,
yeah,
because then you're going to start looking like a clown.
Yeah.
You know, it's like that fine balance of a little bit is a good enhancement, too much is not a good thing.
Right, just like the very tip of your,
yes,
the edge of your lip line.
This is everyday look. Like, remember, less is more. It's easier to add than subtract.
Okay.
So if you are going out on the town that night, like, it's easier to just put a little more on.
Gotcha.
Because you don't want to be looking like that all the time.
Right.
But just that tiny little outside of the boundary.
It really does a lot for you.
It does. Yeah. It does.
So very cool. Well, we'll get you signed up for your first appointment.
Get me signed up.
Well, thanks for joining us today
this
lips episode. I hope you got all of your questions answered.
I did.
Perfect. I'm Katie Ryan, and we will be back with our next exciting episode. Have a great week, guys.